Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hello. Let us tell you about some of the programs you can watch on Sky One this week. 1.
The world's changing weather is causing serious problems to people around the globe. This three-part series explores the most shocking natural disasters and talks to the people caught up in them. The first episode shows a British sailor who survived a hurricane. Other programs show flooding and tornadoes.
2. In one of his funniest roles, Alec Guinness plays the inventor of a suit that never gets dirty or damaged. Sounds great, but he soon faces opposition from both workers and management in the clothing industry because it will put them out of work and business. A lot of funny situations and jokes guaranteed. 3.
The colder weather means less chance to play in the garden. So have a look at Bob and Mo, the stars of a new animation for preschool kids called The Greenhouse. Each five-minute episode of the cartoon is narrated by the famous actor Richard Briers.
4. In the final show of the series, Jonathan Ross talks to the professional singer and comedian James Brown, who talks about his road to success and how it has changed his life. About 30 people have been invited to the studio to ask James questions about his career. 5.
This is a weekly half-hour program presented by John Bond. This week he invites chefs from the best London restaurants to a special edition of his show. Test your own skills against selected recipes from his guests.
6. A disturbing report on the increasing number of people in Britain who suffer from allergies. One of them is Sue, whose problems are caused by allergies to food. She has to keep to a strict diet with the help of her mother, who prepares special dishes. People suffering from other allergies will get some advice as well.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Hello. Let us tell you about some of the programs you can watch on Sky One this week. 1.
The world's changing weather is causing serious problems to people around the globe. This three-part series explores the most shocking natural disasters and talks to the people caught up in them. The first episode shows a British sailor who survived a hurricane. Other programmes show flooding and tornadoes.
2. In one of his funniest roles, Alec Guinness plays the inventor of a suit that never gets dirty or damaged. Sounds great, but he soon faces opposition from both workers and management in the clothing industry because it will put them out of work and business. A lot of funny situations and jokes guaranteed. 3.
The colder weather means less chance to play in the garden. So have a look at Bob and Mo, the stars of a new animation for preschool kids called The Greenhouse. Each 5-minute episode of the cartoon is narrated by the famous actor Richard Briers.
4. In the final show of the series, Jonathan Ross talks to the professional singer and comedian James Brown, who talks about his road to success and how it has changed his life. About 30 people have been invited to the studio to ask James questions about his career. 5.
This is a weekly half-hour program presented by John Bond. This week he invites chefs from the best London restaurants to a special edition of his show. Test your own skills against selected recipes from his guests.
6. A disturbing report on the increasing number of people in Britain who suffer from allergies. One of them is Sue, whose problems are caused by allergies to food. She has to keep to a strict diet with the help of her mother, who prepares special dishes. People suffering from other allergies will get some advice as well.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Can you imagine what it's like when a disaster comes? Well, I can tell you because I've just been through one. I hope the worst is already over. But let me start from the beginning. My mum didn't want me to come home from college one weekend, but as usual, I didn't listen to her. As a freshman, I felt really homesick, so I wanted to come home and spend time with my family. What I didn't know was that there might be a massive hurricane moving towards us. On Sunday morning, I woke up early and heard my mum screaming hysterically. We sat down for a family talk, and my father told us to collect only what was most important for us. It was one of the most difficult decisions in my life. I couldn't decide what to take and what to leave in John's underground garage. John is a friend living next door. So we took our most valuable things and went on our way. We tried to get to Baton Rouge, where some friends of the family have a house. All the way, my cat, Minnie, who normally doesn't like anybody at all, was lying on my lap. She was so frightened. And it was really amazing. All our animals travelling together in the van were so friendly to one another, while normally they fight and need to be separated. What worries me is that now, when all of this is over, my family and I are going our own ways again. My family is going back home to see if our house is still standing, and I'll be at college, hoping everything is okay. I'm hearing stories about houses which were completely destroyed or collapsed during the hurricane. I'm scared, and I keep asking myself, will I ever have a home?
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Can you imagine what it's like when a disaster comes? Well, I can tell you because I've just been through one. I hope the worst is already over. But let me start from the beginning. My mum didn't want me to come home from college one weekend, but as usual, I didn't listen to her. As a freshman, I felt really homesick, so I wanted to come home and spend time with my family. What I didn't know was that there might be a massive hurricane moving towards us. On Sunday morning, I woke up early and heard my mum screaming hysterically. We sat down for a family talk, and my father told us to collect only what was the most important for us. It was one of the most difficult decisions in my life. I couldn't decide what to take and what to leave in John's underground garage. John is a friend living next door. So we took our most valuable things and went on our way. We tried to get to Baton Rouge, where some friends of the family have a house. All the way, my cat, Minnie, who normally doesn't like anybody at all, was lying on my lap. She was so frightened. And it was really amazing. All our animals travelling together in the van were so friendly to one another, while normally they fight and need to be separated. What worries me is that now, when all of this is over, my family and I are going our own ways again. My family is going back home to see if our house is still standing, and I'll be at college, hoping everything is okay. I'm hearing stories about houses which were completely destroyed or collapsed during the hurricane. I'm scared, and I keep asking myself, will I ever have a home?
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another program in the Working Holidays series. Our guest today is Anna, who will be talking about her experiences as an au pair. Anna, nice to have you with us tonight.
I'm very happy to be here.
So, first of all, why did you decide to become an au pair?
After I finished school, I didn't know whether to start earning money or continue studying. I decided to take a gap year and come to London, which would give me the time to decide what to do. I had some experience with children, but not much. I like children, so I knew it wouldn't be a problem.
And what about the family you worked for?
Luckily, I found a family I really liked. They were great.
In what way?
The kids were really nice. When they went on a school trip, I missed them a lot. But at least I had some free time for myself, and the family sent me a plane ticket, so I didn't have to pay for it. My best friend was lucky too. Her family paid for her language course. But some people I know had families that weren't so nice. They were suspicious, set times for them to come home, forced the au pairs to do a lot of housework. But what they disliked most was that they gave them so much to do that they had no time to do a language course, which was the reason why they were in Britain.
What sort of work is normal for an au pair?
About 20 to 30 hours a week, helping to prepare dinner and breakfast. Learn the names of foods, it's very useful. You also have to help the kids get ready for school, do a bit of tidying, perhaps a bit of ironing.
What tips would you have for people looking for an au pair job? For example, does your English have to be very good?
Not really. You can manage even with poor English. The kids will teach you very quickly. But bring some money with you. London is expensive, and with the money you get, you won't be able to pay for things like language courses and trips around Britain.
Thank you for coming to the studio today, Anna.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another program in the Working Holiday series. Our guest today is Anna, who will be talking about her experiences as an au pair. Anna, nice to have you with us tonight.
I'm very happy to be here.
So, first of all, why did you decide to become an au pair?
After I finished school, I didn't know whether to start earning money or continue studying. I decided to take a gap year and come to London, which would give me the time to decide what to do. I had some experience with children, but not much. I like children, so I knew it wouldn't be a problem.
And what about the family you worked for?
Luckily, I found a family I really liked. They were great.
In what way?
The kids were really nice. When they went on a school trip, I missed them a lot. But at least I had some free time for myself, and the family sent me a plane ticket, so I didn't have to pay for it. My best friend was lucky too. Her family paid for her language course. But some people I know had families that weren't so nice. They were suspicious, set times for them to come home, forced the au pairs to do a lot of housework. But what they disliked most was that they gave them so much to do that they had no time to do a language course, which was the reason why they were in Britain.
What sort of work is normal for an au pair?
About 20 to 30 hours a week, helping to prepare dinner and breakfast. Learn the names of foods, it's very useful. You also have to help the kids get ready for school, do a bit of tidying, perhaps a bit of ironing.
What tips would you have for people looking for an au pair job? For example, does your English have to be very good?
Not really. You can manage even with poor English. The kids will teach you very quickly. But bring some money with you. London is expensive, and with the money you get, you won't be able to pay for things like language courses and trips around Britain.
Thank you for coming to the studio today, Anna.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.